gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday night, June 2nd, 2017 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and as always, I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. You know, I have to tell you, I'm going to start out tonight by saying, and I know most of you know, I'm not just a host here, folks, but I'm a listener, just like you. And this network, at times, just has some great programming here. John's show today was amazing. He had Al Whitney on there talking about the pharmaceuticals, and I actually went in and checked out a couple of that Dr. Gottschies clips, or however you pronounce his name. Amazing stuff. And then, you know, it was either Scott or Jeff in California called into James Kelso's show just a few minutes ago and goes off on Kathy Griffin. I'm just sitting back having a laugh because, you know, here she is, another leftist, you know, libtard out there just trying to claim the victimhood. I didn't get a chance to see any of her clips today, but I'm just listening to the input from the audience. I'm having a ball. But, you know, I want to share with you, I heard a bit of Mike Rivero's show today. I didn't hear it all. And he had reported, really, he just touched on it lightly, that the law firm that is handling the lawsuit against the DNC. Now, I'm not sure whether this is the law firm that originally Sean Lucas had filed on behalf of, or maybe it's a completely different law firm, but it's Lee Trial Lawyers, and I believe they're out of Florida. And Mike said on his show today that they're receiving death threats, but he kind of left it at that, you know. And so I thought, okay, well, what's that all about? And then I ran across this. Mike didn't say why, and I went, And then I ran across this today, and so I have to take this a step further. I wonder if this just might be the reason, folks. So I'm going to share this with you at the opening of the show here. This is thank you to Doug Owen, blacklisted news.com. But anyway, there was a hilarious filing with the court today in the lawsuit against the Democratic National Committee, in which Debbie Wasserman Schultz is a defendant. Now, attorney Elizabeth Lee Beck's office received a call just before 5 p.m. yesterday from an individual who was apparently using a robotic and genderless voice-changing device, sniffing around with questions about the DNC lawsuit that was filed over cheating in the 2016 election. Now, the suit, based on documents released by hacker Guccifer II, claims that the DNC colluded with Secretary Hillary Clinton's campaign to perpetrate a fraud on the public. Now, after a brief chat with the new law firm secretary, the mysterious voice-masking caller concluded the call with an okie-dokie. I thought that was really funny because I remember I ended a relationship about a year ago with a girl I had dated a couple of months, and when I told her I didn't want to see her anymore, she says, okie-dokie. So that kind of gave me a laugh as well. But so it says, and whose number showed up when the law firm turned around and Googled the number from the caller ID? Why? Who else but Debbie Wasserman Schultz in the Aventura office? Defense counsel, at 4:54 p.m. today, and that's yesterday, folks, an individual called our law firm. And by the way, I'm going to give you Debbie Wasserman Schultz's phone number just in case you want to call her up and, you know, I don't know, wish her a happy weekend, or, you know, tell her you might have her number or something like that. But her number is area code 305-936-5724. So the caller refused to identify herself, but asked the attorney saying, "But ask my secretary about the Wilding et al. Versus the DNC et al. Lawsuit." My secretary stated that it sounded like the caller was using a voice changer because the voice sounded robotic and genderless, along the lines of the voice changers used when television show interviews are kept anonymous. The caller concluded with "Okie dokie," after my secretary gave the caller public information about the case. Now, after the call ended, a simple Google search of the phone number 305-936-5724 shows that it is indeed the phone number for Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz's Aventura office. What just occurred, she quotes in this, is highly irregular, and we will be filing an instant email with the court forthwith. Regards, Ellen Lee Beck, Esquire, Beck and Lee Trial Lawyers down in Miami, Florida. So I thought that was rather interesting. Now, if you call her up, be nice. I don't know what, I can only imagine what you'd want to say, but I'm going to give out the number one more time, 305-936-5724. With that, now, I'll tell you what. Let's see. Part of this show tonight, I wrote as both a translation and a metaphor for what I'm about to share with you. Now, we're going to play a clip. Sam is my board operator tonight. Shout out to Sam. Thank you very much, Sam. Always appreciate you. But what we're going to do is we're going to play a clip tonight from a movie that aired back way back, and I want you to submit this date into your mind, folks. November of 1981. And the name of the movie is called My Dinner with Andre. Now, the actors that are sitting at the dinner table, one of them is Wallace Shawn, and you may recognize his voice. I know we don't have TV here, but this guy, I immediately recognize him. He's got 178 IMDb credits, and he's kind of a comedy actor. He's one of those faces that's just made for comedy. And the other guy is Andre Gregory, which has 24 IMDb credits, most of which are, I mean, even 24 is very impressive. If you can get an IMDb credit as an actor, you're doing well, folks. Wallace Shawn has 178 of them. That's really impressive. So I want you to do me a favor, and I want you to pay close attention to this clip, folks, as it is eerily prophetic for the times that all of us are living in right now. So with that, Sam, go ahead and play that clip.
I mean, are we just like bored, spoiled children who've just been lying in the bathtub all day, just playing with their plastic duck, and now they're just thinking, well, what can I do? Okay, yes, we are bored. We're all bored now. But has it ever occurred to you, Wally, that the process that creates this boredom that we see in the world now may very well be a self-perpetuating, unconscious form of brainwashing created by a world totalitarian government based on money? And that all of this is much more dangerous than one thinks? And it's not just a question of individual survival, Wally, but that somebody who's bored is asleep, and somebody who's asleep will not say no? See, I keep meeting these people. I mean, just a few days ago, I met this man whom I greatly admire. He's a Swedish physicist, Gustav Bjornstrand, and he told me that he no longer watches television, he doesn't read newspapers, and he doesn't read magazines. He's completely cut them out of his life because he really does feel that we're living in some kind of Orwellian nightmare now, and that everything that you hear now contributes to turning you into a robot. And when I was at Findhorn, I met this extraordinary English tree expert who had devoted his life to saving trees. Just got back from Washington, lobbying to save the redwoods. He's 84 years old, and he always travels with a backpack because he never knows where he's going to be tomorrow. And when I met him at Findhorn, he said to me, "Where are you from?" And I said, "New York." He said, "Ah, New York, yes, that's a very interesting place. Do you know a lot of New Yorkers who keep talking about the fact that they want to leave but never do?" And I said, "Oh, yes." And he said, "Why do you think they don't leave?" I gave him different banal theories. He said, "Oh, I don't think it's that way at all." He said, "I think that New York is the new model for the new concentration camp, where the camp has been built by the inmates themselves, and the inmates are the guards, and they have this pride in this thing they've built. They've built their own prison, and so they exist in a state of schizophrenia, where they are both guards and prisoners, and as a result, they no longer have, having been lobotomized, the capacity to leave the prison they've made or to even see it as a prison." And then he went into his pocket and he took out a seed for a tree and he said, "This is a pine tree." He put it in my hand and he said, "Escape before it's too late." See, actually, for 2 or 3 years now, Chiquita and I have had this very unpleasant feeling that we really should get out. And we really should feel like Jews in Germany in the late 30s. Get out of here. Of course, the problem is where to go, because it seems quite obvious that the whole world is going in the same direction. See, I think it's quite possible that the 1960s represented the last burst of the human being before he was extinguished, and that this is the beginning of the rest of the future now, and that from now on there'll simply be all these robots walking around, feeling nothing, thinking nothing, and there'll be nobody left almost to remind them that there once was a species called a human being, with feelings and thoughts, and that history and memory are right now being erased, and soon nobody will really remember that life existed on the planet. Now, of course, Bjornstrand feels that there's really almost no hope, and that we're probably going back to a very savage, lawless, terrifying period. Findhorn people see it a little differently. They're feeling that there'll be these pockets of light springing up in different parts of the world, and that these will be, in a way, invisible planets on this planet. And that as we, or the world, grow colder, we can take invisible space journeys to these different planets, refuel for what it is we need to do on the planet itself, and come back. And it's their feeling that there have to be centers now where people can come and reconstruct a new future for the world. And when I was talking to Gustav Bjornstrand, he was saying that actually these centers are growing up everywhere now. And that what they're trying to do, which is what Findhorn was trying to do, and in a way, what I was trying to do, I mean, these things can't be given names, but in a way, these are all attempts at creating a new kind of school or a new kind of monastery. And Bjornstrand talks about the concept of reserves, islands of safety, where history can be remembered and the human being can continue to function in order to maintain the species through a dark age. In other words, we're talking about an underground, which did exist in a different way during the Dark Ages among the mystical orders of the church. And the purpose of this underground is to find out how to preserve the light, life, the culture, how to keep things living. You see, I keep thinking that what we need is a new language. A language of the heart. Languages in the Polish forest where language wasn't needed. Some kind of language between people that is a new kind of poetry. That's the poetry of the dancing bee that tells us where the honey is. And I think that in order to create that language, you're going to have to learn how you can go through a looking glass into another kind of perception where you have that sense of being united to all things, and suddenly you understand everything.
Okay, Sam, go ahead and cut it off. Wallace Shawn and Andre Gregory. Folks, November 1981, 35 and a half years later, and what are we seeing? How often do you approach people in conversation? And after attempting to make a point or two, maybe several if their eyes have not yet glazed over, and ultimately you get the age-old response, as Wallace Shawn pointed out, of, well, what can I do? You know, we're talking about robotic ages. John mentioned that with Al Whitney today on his show about the pharmaceuticals and how they're passing them out like candy. They're selling them. I went in and watched this clip of this doctor that Al Whitney talked about. And this guy's talking about the pharmaceutical industry is actually organized crime, which I will probably do a show on later. Yes, according to Andre Gregory, we're bored. But the process that creates this boredom, folks, is not a self-perpetuating unconscious form of brainwashing created by a world totalitarian government based on money. And I might add, even the so-called money is an illusion. For as Ron Paul points out on RBN's website just today, the Federal Reserve System is nothing more than legalized counterfeit. We are remunerated for our labor with fiat currency, and then propagandized into believing we must return a portion of the fraudulent script back to the perpetrators. And the boredom manifests from never-ending non-truths being spewed forth through mainstream media as the mouthpiece of this same totalitarian government. Pharmaceuticals sandwiched into programmed TV entertainment designed to entice the naive to run to their respective doctors and ask them if Paxil is right for you. Andre goes on to say that all of this is much more dangerous than one thinks, as it's not just a question about individual survival, but that somebody who is bored is asleep, and somebody who is asleep will not say no. Reminds me of what George Carlin said so many times in his comedy skits, folks. They call it the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it. You know, it's interesting that Andre shares with Wallace that he meets someone of whom watch TV, doesn't read newspapers, and doesn't read magazines. He's completely cut them out of his life because he really does feel that we're living in some kind of an Orwellian nightmare. And everything that you hear now contributes to turning you into a robot. Just revisit my program last night, pointing out not only the leftist insanity being taught in our colleges, Common Core being taught in our elementary schools, and let us not forget 25 ridiculous, insane, and delusional excuses foisted upon us by the losing presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton. Can you believe that the overall American consciousness has devolved to a point in this society that not only an obviously mentally ill woman, along with ill health, ill mind, no character, no ethics or moral compass, could not only be propped up in this as a candidate, but the obvious lack of cognitive thinking by many Americans literally put this woman on the precipice of actually winning the election. And then, when she loses, thank God, that the left, as well as lying, collusive fake news, the lamestream media, after attempting to push recounts and Russian collusion as the excuse, and still pushing the narrative by conducting congressional and Senate hearings on this absurdity, and the left, all piling on the bandwagon of no evidence, still attempting to shove this lie down our respective throats. The man Andre met in Findhorn, the guy with the backpack that he adorned, the guy never staying in one place, whose comments on the New Yorkers that say they want to leave but never do. New York is the new model for the new concentration camp, where the camp has been built by the inmates themselves. And the inmates are the guards, and they have this pride in the thing that they've built. They've built their own prison, so they can exist in a state of schizophrenia, where they are both the guards and the prisoners. And as a result, having been lobotomized, don't have the capacity to leave the prison they made, or to even see it as a prison. The metaphor, placing a seed in Andre's hand and saying, "This is a pine tree." He placed it in Andre's hand and said, "Escape before it's too late." The good news is, folks, and this is where I tie this all together, we, you and I, all of us, have escaped. Oh no, not physically or geographically, but mentally. We've escaped the schizophrenic state that the sleeping Americans find themselves. And with the key, which is our elevated consciousness that we all seeked and we all found, the key that unlocked our shackles, we now have a job to do to keep humanity alive. It seems, geographically, there is no escape. No place to run. No island of refuge. It's a war of the mind, folks, and the only way to win it is to crack through the bubble, the hypnosis, the schizophrenia of the mind-numb public until we reach the tipping point. Andre also declares that the 60s were the last burst from the human being before he was extinguished, and that this is the beginning of the rest of the future now. And from now on, there will simply be these robots walking around, feeling nothing, thinking nothing, and there will be almost no one left to remind them that there was once a species called a human being, with feelings and thoughts, and their history, their memories, are right now being erased. And one day, nobody will remember that life actually existed on this planet. Jack, if you jump upside down, wake up, jump.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. I'm going to repeat that last paragraph because I'm proud that I wrote this, folks. Andre declares that the 60s were the last burst from the human being before he was extinguished, and that this is how the beginning of the rest of the future, now and from now on, there will simply be these robots walking around. Do you see them out there already, folks? Feeling nothing, thinking nothing. And there will be almost no one left to remind them that there once was a species called human beings with feelings and thoughts. And their history, their memories, are right now being erased. And one day, nobody will remember that life actually existed on this planet. Look around you, folks. Do we not, as time unfolds, see this very thing happening before our eyes? Programming, propaganda, pharmaceuticals, educational indoctrination, etc. Andre comments that Bjornstrand feels there is almost no hope, and that we're probably going back to a very savage, lawless, terrifying period. The guy from Findhorn sees it a bit differently, however. He visualizes these pockets of light. Penny went off when I heard that one. Pockets of light springing up in different parts of the world. And these will be, in a way, invisible planets on this planet. Folks, I cannot help but feel those individual planets are us. As the world grows colder, we can take invisible space journeys to these different planets, esoterically I'm speaking, not for real, refuel for what it is that we need to do on the planet itself, and come back. The man from Findhorn's feeling is that there need to be centers developed where people can come and reconstruct a new future for the world. And Andre comments that Bjornstein tells him these centers are growing up everywhere now. Folks, those centers are us. Remember, this was put out in November of 1981, 35 plus years ago. We are the centers of which Bjornstein and the guy from Findhorn describe. Attempts at creating a new kind of school or new kind of monastery. We, folks, are the school. We are the monastery. We are the islands of safety where real history is remembered and the species maintained through a dark age. An underground, if you will, which did exist in a different way back in the dark ages. Our purpose of the underground is to figure out how to preserve the light, the life, our culture, and how to keep things living. Andre speaks of a new language, a language of the heart. This, folks, has already been born within us. The heart is our truth, our integrity, our values, our culture, and our faith and respect in each other and our commitment to being a family through this time. A new kind of poetry, like the dancing bee that tells us where the honey is. You have to go through the looking glass and have the sense of being united. Folks, we've already transcended that. We've been through the looking glass. Just attend any event where patriots gather and you can feel it. You can feel the energy. It's all around you. We feel united in all things and we comprehend everything. Now, as I continue tonight, I want you to view the rest of this show in the context of what I just said. We can then see these events unfolding as the illusion they both are and are designed to be to those less conscious than ourselves. Because that's all it is, folks. It's an illusion. Our currency is an illusion. Our entire existence is becoming an illusion. It's becoming an alternate reality. Now, tell you what. I was looking today at the Senate hearings that are supposed to come up. And they're on hold. They've got 10 witnesses, supposedly, that are supposed to testify under Robert Mueller. James Comey is one of them. But they've held it up. They're waiting on 3 witnesses. Let me tell you why it's on hold. I think. This is my own opinion. Because Roger Stone is supposed to testify. Roger is chomping at the bit to testify. And they know that. There have been 2 attempts, in case you're not aware, on Stone's life. One around the holidays, when he was poisoned with polonium and almost died. Another a few months later, when his car was T-boned and the other driver escaped, the other driver piling in a vehicle with no plates that came out of nowhere. Be back, bottom of the hour break. See you on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Now, remember what I said when I kind of gave you that metaphor and went through that. I wrote that whole thing out. Consider this all an illusion, because what I'm going to share with you now is nothing more than a dog and pony show, folks. And I'm going to save the first paragraph, and I'm going to start with a second, and I'll go back to the first paragraph in a bit. The panel, which is examining potential collusion between President Trump's 2016 campaign and Russia, was set to interview 10 witnesses this month, Politico reported Thursday. Two people familiar with the probe told Politico that the interviews are on hold after objections from guess who? Democrat from California, Adam Schiff, the panel's top Democrat. And a third source said the committee is not yet ready for the interviews, as some of the witnesses have not complied with its request for documents. Now, what they're doing is they're looking for any way to kick these potential witnesses out. And the reason is coming up right now. Politico reported that the interviews would have included former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort, former campaign advisor Carter Page, and longtime confidant Roger Stone, the guy they've tried to kill twice already. The majority of the witnesses are ready to go, one source familiar with the House panel investigation said, but the minority continues to object, claiming they aren't ready. Yeah, they can. What they're doing is song and dancing, folks, because they know Roger Stone alone will blow the lid right off their Russian collusion thing right out the door. A senior committee aide told Politico, however, that Schiff and Representative Mike Conaway from Texas had agreed not to conduct witness interviews until witnesses responded to the panel's request for documents. Conaway is leading the investigation after Chairman Devin Nunes in April temporarily stepped aside from guiding it amid ethical concerns. Many such requests have to be complied with, and neither member believes the interviews should be scheduled until they are answered in full. So they want them to fill out this whole sheet kind of like a deposition so they can figure out a reason not to allow them to testify. That's going to be very interesting to keep an eye on, folks. Let's see. The committee on Wednesday issued 7 new subpoenas in its Russia probe, with 4 directly related to Russian election meddling last year. And I guarantee you those other 3 didn't go to Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, or Carter Page. And then the first paragraph that I didn't share with you: Democrats are blocking key witness interviews in the House Intelligence Committee's probe of Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election, according to a new report. Gee, I wonder why. So that's the first one on the discussion tonight. And of course, shifting gears here, I can't let this one go, because guess who's the number one topic on the agenda of the Bilderberg group this year? Yes, you guessed it. The Trump administration. As you know, and I think, I know because I listened to James Kelso, the Bilderberg Group conference is being held less than 30 miles from the White House. And the number one subject on the official agenda this year is Donald Trump. The 3-day summit began on Thursday at the Westfields Marriott in Chantilly, Virginia, and has essentially been transformed into an armed fortress in order to protect the 131 dignitaries that are attending. But like other gatherings of world leaders, the mainstream media won't be telling us what is going on inside because reporters are banned. These meetings are designed to be highly secretive, and for many years you were labeled a conspiracy theorist if you even suggested that the Bilderberg Group existed. Well, thanks to the relentless work of investigative journalists, we know a lot more about Bilderberg these days, folks, and they have taken a few steps toward becoming more public. For example, they have published a list of the key topics that will be addressed in the summit this year. The following comes from the official Bilderberg Group website. So I'm going to go through them, and I'm going to comment on them. The number one on the list is the Trump administration, a progress report, it says. Well, I can't tell you what kind. It wasn't a fart in the spacesuit, folks. It was diarrhea all over the spaceship when Trump pulled out of that Paris Accord. And these guys are up in arms because all of these puppets throughout the world are throwing their hands up in the air and they're going, oh my God, this can't be happening. Chucky Schumer's coming out and making comments like, well, Trump just told the world to drop dead. No, he didn't. Okay. And oh, by the way, all the leftists are out there just screaming and hollering, which amazes me because they cannot see how beneficial it is for our economy to pull out. Number two, well, no, stay on number one for a moment. The Trump administration, and I find it interesting that they put a progress report. Well, they're going to be looking at this with a magnifying glass at what, and remember, they're looking at it from their side of the coin, not our side of the coin, folks. From what Trump did, we think that that is a great piece of progress. But on their side of the coin, they think that that's a big monkey wrench in their machine. So it's only a question of what they're going to devise next regarding that issue. Number two, the transatlantic relations, the options, and the scenarios. Options and scenarios. Tell me, what do they speak here? Are they speaking of war and which way they can attack and what countries first and what kind of strategic implementation do they have so they can, you know, overthrow Syria, or they can, you know, make their plans with Russia? Is that what this transatlantic relations? We have no relations with those people over there. The only thing that we're relating over there is bombs. Number three, the Transatlantic Defense Alliance. Bullets, bites, and bucks, okay? And here we go with that word defense. The Defense Alliance. What is the defense budget this year? It's proposed, I believe, at about $600 billion. Nobody's attacking us. This whole defense alliance is really an offense alliance. They need to rename that. Number four is the direction of the EU. Well, let's see. Britain pulled out of the Brexit, out of the EU. They propped up this other guy. Who's the guy that won the election over Marie Le Pen? That was a newcomer in there that they poured a whole bunch of money into. So that one's not going anywhere anytime soon. But number five is very interesting because, again, we're looking at this from our perspective. Number five is, can globalism be slowed down? They're worried about globalism being slowed down, folks. That's not a positive thing for them. Again, these people are not looking with favor on Donald Trump. Number six, the jobs, the income, and the unrealized expectations. And I think what they're talking about here is they're talking about what Donald Trump just did and the jobs that he's attempting to bring back and opening up the coal industry back. Okay, this is a big concern for the globalists because they want everybody on a slave plane. Number seven, and this is where we come in, and this is very important. I want to emphasize this, folks. The war on information. They, as former CIA director William Colby said, and there was another one, I can't remember the other CIA director, but two of them said the same thing. They're not going to be happy till everything that comes out of mainstream news is a lie. They don't want the public to know anything about what's going on. They want us to be totally stupid. So number seven is the war on information. And I mentioned this the other night where they're taking fake news and they're calling us fake news while they're calling mainstream media real news. And as we all know, it's totally the opposite. So what are they talking about doing here? Probably how to crack down even further on networks such as RBN, InfoWars, Truth Frequency Radio, and a number of others. This is why, folks, it's imperative. And I can't stress this enough. You know, John mentioned it on his show today. And John, you know, told us that he's about a third of the way there. This is not good. And we're not pointing a finger at any of the listening audience out there. If you can't afford to drop $20, $50, $100 in, by all means, don't do it. We don't want to take food off your table, folks. But when they're talking about the war on information and a meeting with 131 high-level CEOs of multinational corporations, I guarantee you they're not going to stop and go away. We need your help, folks. We need your funds. We need to have you take $50, $100, go into the website, donate, all right? Click the donate button, put a little note in there says because Michael was barking at me, and click the PayPal button and donate to RBN. Or take your check, money order, cash in a tin foil and send it to 2251 Doubletree Drive, extension 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can pick up the phone. Sam's in there tonight. Haven't talked to Sam for a while, but he'll happily answer the phone and take your donation. It's 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719. I don't want to beg you folks, and I know you don't like to hear what I'm talking about, but I'm looking at this right here on the screen saying the war on information. That's who they're talking about. They're talking about us. They're talking about InfoWars. They're talking about Truth Frequency Radio. They're talking about the people that are disseminating the cutting-edge truth for you. So you have to ask yourself again, what is your value of the information on this network? I had the opportunity today to sit here for, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours and listen to some of the great programming on this network. And I know you don't want someday to, you know, to tie into this and have it be gone. Populism is growing because we don't want a one-world government, and they're having a tough time putting a handle on that. Look what they did to Duterte over there in the Philippines. Okay, the ISIS is attacking. You know, Duterte is attacking the war on drugs, so they send ISIS in there. Okay, to destabilize the guy. They're going to try to take him out. Number nine, Russia in the international order. Russia is a problem with them because Russia doesn't want to play ball. These are all issues. Handle or they're going to be discussed, folks, and we're going to see new ideas come out from this. I call it a think tank, if you will, of the end of this meeting, where they're going to implement new strategies to try to sabotage our advertisers. So, you know, I'll share a quick thing with you. I had a problem today. Just somebody, I think, went in and hacked my Skype. It took me about a half an hour just to get this thing back up and running again. It blocked me out. And I put my password, my phone number, and everything in there, and it wouldn't text me, and it wouldn't allow me in. So I had to do a whole bunch of juggling just to get in there. I don't know for sure if it's them or whoever, but I know that my website has been tried to be hacked by, I believe my webmaster said 131 different tries to hack my website. So they're doing this stuff on a regular basis, folks. All right, so please, if you will, make a donation. Let us get some new equipment running. Let us get some better firewalls going in here, and let us continue to keep this information coming out. Let's see, number 9, Russia in the international order. Yes, Russia is a problem. Putin is a problem for these people. The Near East, number 10. I don't know much about that, so I'm going to skip it. Number 11, nuclear proliferation. Well, tell me, are all these guys going to be sitting around the table talking this ridiculous nonsense that they think that they could win a first strike on a war against Russia? It's been brought up before with these lunatic generals. Number 12 is China. And number 13 is current events. Now, as I mentioned to you, Donald Trump is at the top of the list. And the elite consider Donald Trump to be the biggest threat to globalization that they have confronted in a very long time. As we know, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, George H.W. Bush, he's the one that came out in 1991. And, you know, what we're looking at is a new idea, a new world order. So they've been goose-stepping towards this for a long time, and Donald Trump has thrown a monkey wrench in it, folks. So, the biggest threat to globalism that they have confronted in a very long time is Donald Trump. And most of them, if not all of them, would like to see Trump removed from office somehow, which is why I related back to these Senate hearings. Okay, the Democrats are doing everything they can do to stop Manafort or Carter or Roger Stone from testifying in there, because they know they'll blow the whole lid off of this whole Russian, you know, collusion thing. Now, the eighth topic on the agenda is closely related to Trump. The elite talk about populism as if it's a bad thing. But aren't our leaders supposed to be trying to do what is popular with the people? Isn't that just what democracy is supposed to be all about? And what is the alternative? Are we just supposed to allow the elite to control both political parties and therefore control all political outcomes no matter what the people want? Point number 9 is very interesting as well. The elite like to use phrases such as the international order or global governments rather than phrases such as world order or new world order. But the meaning is the same. The ultimate goal is to merge the entire planet into a single global system. But right now, nations such as Russia are a bit of a headache for the globalists. Now, every year, folks, some of the biggest names on the entire planet, as you know, attend the Bilderberg Group meetings. And the list of those that have attended previous conferences include Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, George H.W. Bush, Prince Charles, David Cameron, Tony Blair, Henry Kissinger, Bill Gates, Angela Merkel, Ben Bernanke, Rick Perry, David Rockefeller, and Joe Biden. But none of them ever talks publicly about what goes on at these meetings because they are instructed not to do so. Needless to say, a number of the big names that will be attending this year will be absolutely furious that Donald Trump has just announced that the U.S. will be pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement. They're pissed, folks. Many Americans don't even know that the Paris Climate Agreement, or they don't even know what it is. But for the elite, this is about as big as it gets. The Paris Climate Agreement was supposed to be a giant step forward toward globalization, and almost the entire planet was on board. And now that Trump has decided to pull out of the agreement, criticism is coming in fast and furious from top leaders all over the globe. Before he even sat down, his predecessor, Barack Obama, launched an all-out assault, saying Trump joins a small handful of nations that reject the future. How absurd is that? The leaders of France, Germany, and Italy said the discussion was regrettable and that the deal was non-negotiable. And Elon Musk, the Tesla billionaire, said he was quitting advising the White House, tweeting, "Leaving Paris is not good for America or the world." And I just heard a caller call into James Kelso's show and with a quote that Donald Trump said. You know, it's something along the lines as, you know, he's not the president of Paris, but he is the president of Pittsburgh. Right on, Donald Trump. Incredibly, Many Democratic politicians are already promising to defy President Trump. And in fact, a number of mayors and governors have already pledged to continue to honor the agreement, like that would work. Out of everything that Trump has done so far, pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement is going to be the thing that the elite hate the most. So as much as they wanted him gone before, now their hatred for him is going to go to a whole new level. Now, I'm not an advocate of what he did with Bashar al-Assad when he pinned that on Assad and says, oh, he attacked his people again and he killed the babies and blah, 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 blah. I don't know whether he believed that or not. I don't know if he was, you know, prompted to say that. I really don't know. But I know on this particular international event, he was on our side, folks. We'll be back after the break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around. More to come.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, folks, I'm back with The American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. You know, I don't watch TV, but I could just imagine what's going on in mainstream media right now and what they're trying, how they're trying to propagandize these mind-numb, dumbed-down, pharmaceuticalized people out there that aren't part of our group. But, you know, some of the comments coming out of here, I mean, we're already seeing this, you know, shortly after Trump's announcement. For example, billionaire climate activist Tom Steyer says that What Trump has done is a traitorous act of war against the American people. This is complete propaganda, or at least, or either that, or this guy is completely brainwashed, because what Trump did was absolutely grandiose for the American people. We would have been so oppressed had this deal gone through. We would have been paying for this, and the rest of the planet would have been reaping the rewards from our efforts, folks. Billionaire activist Thomas Steyer called President Trump a traitor if he makes good on his promise and exits the Paris Climate Change Agreement. He said if Trump pulls out of the U.S. Paris Agreement, he will be committing a traitorous act of war against the American people, which is total false, total BS. Steyer was very active during the presidential campaign through his group Next Gen Climate and has become a leading activist in the agenda that supports moving the nation towards 100% renewable energy over the next 25 years. And it is important to comprehend the mentality of these people, folks, which I know you already do, but I want to drive this home. They literally believe that climate change is the greatest threat to humanity that humanity is facing, and that anyone that opposes their agenda is literally putting the future of the human race in peril. And of course, we all know that's absolute nonsense. Carbon dioxide is a life-giving gas, and without it, all life on our planet would cease to exist. And scientists tell us that life absolutely thrived when levels of carbon dioxide were much, much higher in the ancient past than they are today. And in fact, some scientists point to evidence that levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere were once four times higher than they are right now. Humanity is certainly facing a lot of threats, but carbon dioxide is not one of them. But to the true believers, the facts don't really matter, folks. Despite a mountain of contrary evidence, they are convinced that carbon dioxide is the primary cause of climate change and that warming temperatures could ultimately wipe out the human race. And since Donald Trump is standing in the way of their agenda, he is now enemy number one, and they are going to do all that they can to get rid of him. By what means, I don't know, folks, but I'm going to tell you this. As I told you last month, I stepped off the Trump train after what Donald Trump said about Bashar al-Assad, but he is our president, and he is my president, and I'm going to support him in this decision, okay? And I'm starting to see maybe he had a bigger plan in mind all along. The jury's still out. I'm going to wait and see, okay? But I'll tell you what he pulled off the other day is a very, very positive sign, at least in my book it is, folks. So that being said, I'm going to shift gears here. We're going to go to a top of the hour break here, and I'll jump into some other stuff. But I want to give another shout out to Doug Owen with Blacklisted News, which is where I picked up a lot of my show here tonight. So we'll be back. Second hour coming up. Phone lines will be open. 800-313-9443. See you on the other side.
I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.